This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2016. I'm talking to Mark Becker. He's with Rotax, and he's going to give us an update on their 915IS project. So, Mark, thanks for talking to us. And why don't you tell us what's really, you know, unique and different and new about this new engine?
Yeah, the new part really is the adding on the basis of a 912IS sport engine, which we already have on the market. Based on this engine, we now put a turbo on it, including an intercooler. We do some re-strengthening on the parts, and that takes us up to 135 horsepower. And due to the size of the turbo, now we're now not only combining injection, therefore very fuel efficient system, we're also adding a lot of power up to a high altitude. So the engine will actually run up to full power up to 15,000 feet with a ceiling of 23,000 feet. So it should really give enough power for everybody, regardless of the position and altitude, who starts off to get enough power to get up in the air.
Okay, great. So this engine is in development now. What's your timeline on getting this out into the world?
Correct. We just started with the flight testing. So by now we finished about 50 hours of flight testing, run about 3,000 hours on the dyno. So we're pretty well into the development, now defining the final configuration. The SOP is supposed to be next year, about in the second half, maybe September, October time frame. So there's still some way to go. Obviously, by that time, we also want to have it certified to ASTM and CSE standards. So that's allowing about 6 months to do that. So that's the time frame we're looking at being at the end of next year then.
Okay, great. And what kind of numbers are you looking at this? I mean, how many of these are going to be flying?
As many as possible, of course. As I said, on the 912IS, we already have about 1,000 engines out there, and we hope to reach that with the 915 once it's out on the market in a pretty short time, maybe like a 2 years time frame. The reason why we think it's going to be that quick is we already have a lot of OEMs who already started with installation. We will start with the first installation of an actual engine about time of this year and start doing some flight testing by end of this year, beginning of next year. So by the time the engine is available, we hope to already have the first airframes available to go with it.
Oh, okay. Well, that was one of my questions, I guess, when you said a lot of OEMs. How many?
It's more than 40 who already started looking at it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, thanks. That's all from our side, and we really hope to see a lot of these guys flying around with it.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.